How are artists dealing with the coronavirus pandemic? Are we hearing their voices now, just when we need them? WXXI's Jeff Spivak found one of these exotic creators, Judith Schachter.
I don't usually sit in my studio and worry about the collapse of civilization, and that made it hard to concentrate. And now that I'm getting used to it, it's a little easier to concentrate.
The show is called The Path to Paradise, Judith Schachter's Stained Glass Art. It opened February 16th at the Memorial Art Gallery. Then COVID-19, forcing the closure of the museum, where Schachter's magnificent and provocative panels still await your eyes. About 4 dozen pieces chosen from the 232 she's done over the years.
When I say I make stained glass windows, most people who have not seen the work understand that I make something that is familiar to them, that maybe they've seen in a church or an architecture somewhere. So I feel I have to say, no, it's not like that. It's edgy and weird.
The works are intricately detailed, crammed with visuals both drawn from the beauty of nature, yet alarming in message. That message can shift with the news of the day. A panel depicting a sinking ship and possibly a drowning dog began as a comment on global warming and habitat destruction. But now, it might be interpreted differently.
Instead of reacting, wanting to make political statements that are perhaps angry, people are more interested in addressing despair and maybe creating artwork that somehow makes a sense of hopefulness or beauty as a result, which I think is interesting.
Schachter's works are trapped in a Memorial Art Gallery like fossilized insects locked in an amber stone. So 6 p.m. Thursday, she'll try to free them with a virtual conversation live from her home in Philadelphia. You can find the links on Schachter's Facebook page or the Memorial Art Gallery website. And her message?
Those deep connections between people when looking at art, empathy, compassion, what it means to be alive, that those things are shared in the art experience, and those are fundamentally hopeful things.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.